This week in West Virginia history, on June 21, 1920, the LaBelle Iron Works, Whitaker Glessner, and Wheeling Steel and Iron Work combined to form the Wheeling Steel Corporation. With some 17,000 workers, Wheeling Steel was the nation's third largest steelmaker. By that time, Wheeling was already known worldwide for its ironworks, which dated back to the 1830s. Its most famous product was the cut nail, earning Wheeling the nickname Nail City. During the 1880s, Wheeling Steel and Iron's Benwood Works produced the first steel pipe in the United States. Other well-known Wheeling Steel products included tin cans, lard pails, stoves, lunch pails, and steel plates and sheets. By the 1960s, Wheeling Steel Plant stretched for 30 miles along the Ohio River. In 1968, Wheeling Steel merged with Pittsburgh Steel to form the Wheeling-Pittsburgh Steel Corporation. Wheeling Pitt, headquartered in downtown Wheeling, produced rolled steel products for industry, construction, highway and bridge building, and agriculture. As the U.S. steel industry declined in the late 20th century, Wheeling Pitt sold off some of its works and filed twice for bankruptcy. In 2012, RG Steel, which had acquired Wheeling Pitt, announced plans to idle its factories. For more information on Wheeling Steel, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
Support for This Week in West Virginia History is provided by Thrasher, providing comprehensive civil engineering consulting, surveying, and architectural services. Details at thrashereng.com.